Dios. Hi, everybody. We're going to call the meeting to order at 6:03, according to my notebook here. And let us all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Okay. We'll do the roll call, and that would be Susan Schroeder here. Okay. We had the guests sign in, and we have I see one, two, three, four people online, and actually three people online, and we have four guests with us. So what we'll do is we're going to open up the meeting to the public portion, and that meeting is going to be public throughout, which is was fairly successful last month. And again, these meetings are every month from now until May 13th or thereabout, 2025. And I'm Susan Schroeder, Chair of the Cultural Commission, and we have Ian with us. He's a treasurer. And what we'll do is go around the room and introduce ourselves. And before we do that, everybody should have a copy of the June minutes. It's online, and we have hard copies here, and they're pretty lengthy. We really got into a lot of detail with them. They are not going to be approved at this meeting. There's no real action being taken at this meeting. So we will hold off until next month for the approval of the minutes. And then we'll have 2 months of minutes to approve. So with that said, I see the mayor was gonna have a welcome, but he's not here. So let's just go around the room and see who shows up. And you know, I'll start with myself. What we wanted to do with this meeting and all the meetings really was to give everybody an opportunity to feel, you know, heard and give a flavor for, you know, where they're coming and their past and how they view the future, how they tie it in with the 350th birthday celebration for Derby. So what we'll do, I'll just start. My name is Susan Schroeder, as I said, and I'm really involved with Derby because, well, we've been here 20 years. I found Derby in 1986 when I was an educator and I was giving presentations to all the high schools in Connecticut. And I came to Derby High School, gave presentations there for like 8 years. When I would leave the school, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I was looking at Osborndale. I absolutely fell in love with Osborndale State Park. And so as a Stanford girl, I was coming up here every weekend. I started triathlon training at swimming at the rec center and then hiking at Osborndale and cycling up in Seymour. So eventually we relocated up here. I wanna say in 1999, we bought a house here. And anyway, I've been involved. I taught at the Derby Historical Society, was a docent for a year. St. Mary's, I taught drama, co-taught drama. And then I've been with the Derby Lions Club for 5 years, the Cultural Commission for about 10 years on and off, and substitute for the public schools. So this is like a thrill because, you know, we keep falling in love with, we're already in love with the old Derby, but we're falling in love with the new Derby too. And so that's my story. And I didn't really prepare Ian for this, but but we'll just skip him because he's not comfortable with talking in public, I don't think. Are you? Did you want to say anything? Well, the fact that you, Ian is our treasurer of the Cultural Commission. He was with the Greater Bridgeport Youth Orchestra for 5 years representing Derby playing the flute, right? You graduated from St. Mary's. He graduated from Derby High School. And he's been with the Cultural Commission. He's been with culture his whole life. We've always hosted international parties and in Orlando and then here in Derby. So culture has really been like a major part of his life. So this is like easy for him. And I spoke for him, but you know what he looks like? Okay, I'm gonna still continue to go around the room. And because we have less people than last month, you know, we will feel free to I'd say talk maybe if you want up to 5 minutes, because we absolutely have to leave here at 7 because we have an event on the Derby Green for the children. It's a concert series. We have a DJ. As a matter of fact, we have to do it. Mm-hmm. So, oh no, you have to meet them at 6:30. Oh, okay, so you have 5 minutes. Okay. Ian's meeting with Public Works to get that event off. So Sue. Okay, Sue Todd is here with us. She is, can I talk about some of your work? Okay, Sue Todd is a major volunteer with the Cultural Commission. She's a Derby resident. She's very fit and active. So we'll be seeing a lot of her at on the Derby Greenway and Scoot and Paddle. And Sue has been helping me with beautification of Derby and cleanups of Derby. And that is so appreciated, because that's not a job that people will go out and do. They'd much rather do fundraisers. They'd much rather do, you know, holiday events. They're just much more fun. You interact with people. Who really wants to pick up garbage? Nobody. But Sue, she'll get out there and she'll rip vines off of places, and, you know, she'll pick all the weeds and pick up the garbage. So, and we have a wonderful project that we're going to be doing with Irving Elementary School, which is planting flowers, which is really needed on the Seymour Avenue side. So this is Sue, and I really, really appreciate her so much. Okay, so next, who's my next victim? We've got Leah, Dave, and what's your last name? Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Okay, so Mark, if you're there, are you hearing all of this? Because sometimes Mark has to, if you guys want, you can pull your chairs up closer. We want it. We really had many more people last time. So people just were good away. Hi, Mark.
Just state the names of the other the people that were there.
Okay, excellent. Will do. Okay, Leah Thompson. Oh, okay. You keep that name. Ooh, that's pretty. The actor. Sounds Hollywood. And Pam.
Pam.
Mellow, right? Dave? Hi. Okay, so what we'll do is, did you wish to speak on how you, if you're a resident, how you see tying your feet? We would love that. Okay, good. People want to speak. Hold on. Wait. We're going Hollywood.
Oh my goodness. Hello. So, hi, I'm Lee Actor. I feel that I've been living here for 22 years, and now I can finally say I'm a Derbyite. It's taken that long, maybe, but so my family has lived on the hilltop for about 22 years now. All five of my children were born at Griffin Hospital. I spent some years homeschooling in town, spent some years with my children in various Catholic schools in the Valley, and now they are my last four children are all in the Derby Public Schools, in the band program. I myself am an educator. I had taught at St. Joseph High School many years ago. I was there for almost 10 years teaching English. And I left there to stay home with my growing brood. And I recently returned to the classroom. I teach English and college and career preparation at Central High School in Bridgeport. So as a mom, as an educator, I feel that I could bring, some educational aspect, certainly working with children of all ages, as an English literature geek, I guess, wherever that might fit in with the Cultural Commission, I'd be happy to pitch in. So I don't have anything set in stone for myself. I'm here at your...
Awesome.
Yes, I am here to serve. That's it. Derby all the way. I have an 18-year-old who is going to be a senior, who is a history buff. So yes, so I've been kind of encouraged to reach out and get involved with historical society. Oh, I think
the historical society will be joining us
next month. And they are so rich that Dave knows. And of course, Jack knows too. And I'm surprised he's not on the Zoom, but boy, are they a wealth. And boy, are they a showcase. I had so much fun learning from them. Okay, Pam?
Hi, I'm Pam Otto. I was born and raised in Derby. Graduated in the class of 1975. So I really remember all the activities that we had almost 50 years ago. I do have a picture in the time capsule. I'm anxious to see. I think a prom picture with Lynn Black. Do you? And so I still live in the Valley. I'm a realtor, Shelton, but I sell the Valley. So I'm still very involved with going on. And I'd like to see what you have planned and be part of.
Awesome. I'm sorry. Did you like our coastal commission page? Is that where I saw your name?
Or on various real estate signs, maybe? Maybe. I think I have. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. You remember? Do you, well, Ian, you know, he was an altar boy there, all that, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and my granddaughter. No, my granddaughter is. No. My sister did. I didn't. I went.
We just had Alan Neifer join us, and he's with the Derby East End Hose Company, number 3. See how quick I said that? Oh, it's like a pro now. And he is bringing the parade fest to us, which we're not going to complain about that, you know, because that's the 300th Dave will talk about. But boy, I saw so many smiling faces during that parade. That's excellent. The biggest parade of the Valley, Dave said. And Dave is going to give us a few minutes too. We do. Give you more time. You okay. Like that? Yeah. And Al, are you ready? Did you want to give the same spiel?
Oh, pretty much just.
How was your day?
Long. Yeah, just want to bring a parade into the equation. Obviously, we'll have to get more with the city officials on that. And I'm going to try to pull a couple other people into it.
Good.
We'll see where we can go.
I remember at the last meeting, the interesting facet to the parade is, and the class of 75 was remembered a lot about this, you know, the after party of the two types of parades that you can have.
Right.
And they recalled that the parade was on field. What was that field? The football field.
Right.
It ended on Ryan Field. So that was like kind of what we were kind of tinkering around with was, you know, which version of the parade that you wished to bring. So that's reflected in the minutes. So people can look at that, think about that, talk about that from last month. Because that was, is somebody else speaking? Hey, Dawn, are you there?
Up there before the show, they're making it in the morning. They're going to pull back
Lionetti?
Yes.
Is that you speaking?
No, I'm not talking.
We got somebody talking about fireworks or something.
We do. I thought when I asked that, I asked if it was Dawn. I thought I heard her say yes, Dawn Hebert, the executive director of the senior center.
The people who are online is Roger Solway, Jack Walsh.
Oh, Rogers. Oh, yeah, Roger. Roger. Okay. All right. Good. Thanks, Mark. Keeping us straight here. All right. I don't know who was just speaking, but she's very excited. And Dawn had hoped to be here. I think what happened with this particular meeting was that we expected that there would be no Zoom available because the city internet and phones were down. So then we said, okay, let's jump to Facebook live stream, because oftentimes we'll do Facebook live stream with the flag raising, independent, you know, like our own internet hookup. But then we got word that Zoom was back. So the people but we thought we got the word out that you could either go live stream or Zoom. So I think a couple of people got lost in the techie world. But again, all the minutes are going to be the video. This Zoom is uploaded to the city website, courtesy of Mark. The minutes will be uploaded to the city website. It's so easy to these days. It's a whole different thing now. If you miss a meeting, you can sit in the luxury of your bathtub and just watch an old city meeting that you might have missed, an alder meeting or a cultural meeting or water treatment meeting or what have you. That's a lot of the hard work that the town clerk did. So anyway, we lost some of those people, but we have wonderful. Oh, Jack joined us. Okay, great. So Al got to speak, and I'm still holding Dave off to last. And I know he's like chomping at the bits, but he's got the most to say. Is it Marcia?
What's that?
Your last name?
Condon.
Dave Condon is a special guest, thankfully, from Jack Walsh, who was actually spearheading, along with a chair, of the 300th celebration, the tercentennial. Is that what we call it, Dave? And in just the 5 minutes that we met him prior to the meeting start, we knew that we were going to have to interview him. And he's agreed to an hour-long interview at a different time because he's got a wealth of information. So we will have that interview, and we'll hear a bit tonight too. I think what I'm gonna do is default to, let's just stick to the agenda here. Okay, so let's go to Dave. And Dave, you could see we've got a party.
St. Mary's School, Derby High School, graduated from Southern Connecticut, went back to Derby High School as a special education teacher and started the first psychology program for seniors at Derby High. Was in the classroom 1 year and was assigned to the superintendent's office to oversee the special ed programs. And he assigned me, because he didn't want to do it, he assigned me to the 300th committee. In 1971, and from 1971 till the end of the celebration, I served as one of the principal chairs with Frank Ogle, and I literally oversaw all the committees. I went to probably 3 to 4 meetings a week from 1971 until the celebration went off in 1975. It grew exponentially. We didn't expect it to grow the way it did, but I believe the city seeded us $15,000 to start the celebration. We wound up spending over $200,000 and returning six figures to the city after the celebration was over because of the fundraising efforts that were part of the celebration. It was extremely involved. We had over 300 volunteers. We involved all the resources that existed in Derby, the Businessmen's Association, all the ethnic clubs, all the schools, volunteer groups. It was one of the brightest times for mm-hmm. Derby. We buried the razor, so every man had to grow a beard. The Brothers of the Brush, we buried the razor right on the corner of Main and Elizabeth Street. We had a funeral procession that came down from St. Mary's. All the ladies had to wear colonial dresses, which were sold at the tercentennial store. All the guys, if they didn't grow a beard, had to pay a fine. We had ties, we had hats, we had you name it. That, mm-hmm. And it was all sold out of the old Weatherby's store right next to Hardin Barbers, which no longer exists. But we used the high school students extensively. And the historical spectacular that was held every night at Bryant Field drew probably, 1,000 to 1,500 people a night. Every night we ran it, and we ended every night with fireworks. We even got the state to approve closing the schools for the week the Terson Centennial went, because we were able to show it was an educational experience. We built a colonial village in around Pickett's Pond, which is now Osborndale State Park. We had an Indian village, which was staffed with real Indians that were from the Southern Connecticut River. It was an all-encompassing. If you see the movie, you'll see the depth of it. But we had a major gala that generated a lot of money, and it was just it was an all-encompassing, total focused 4 years to get ready. And the 10 days the celebration ran went so fast after 4 years of planning. We had all the international organizations, the Italian American clubs, German club, the Polish people, all of that. We did an international food fest on the green. We anticipated 1,000 people, maybe. There were like 8,000 people showed up. They ran out of food. They had to keep going out and getting more food. The parade was enormous. One of the things that we probably were most proud of, we had a coin minted with Isaac Hull on one side and the USS Constitution on the other. And I called the USS Constitution in Boston. I was able to speak to the then current day commander who has born, he was born and raised in Greenwich, Connecticut. So he invited us to come up, and about 40 of us went up on a bus that was provided by McDonald's. And we presented him two coins, one that was to be placed in the museum, and one that was going to be placed under the mast of the U.S. Constitution, because the old sailor lore is when you step the mast, when they bring the mast up and clean it and put it back down, they always put a coin for good luck underneath it. So the Derby coin was placed underneath the main mast of the U.S. Constitution right after the celebration.
Nobody knew that, because when we would give the tours of the Derby Historical
Society, we were actually able to go on the Constitution.
That's incredible. He's talking about Isaac Hull. Oh, Dave, can I interrupt you 1 second? Yeah. See, now what he's talking about, what Dave's talking about, was unknown to some of us that worked at the Derby Historical Society that gave tours as docents, because we didn't really dwell on Commodore Isaac Hull much. It's, all about David Humphreys, a day in, 1762. But, we really want to acknowledge Commodore Isaac Hull. Wait till you see the surprise that we have in our 2-day proposed plan, Dave.
Isaac Hull. Wow. He was in the war, and the reason they called it Old Ironsides is the cannonballs would bounce off the ship because the lumber they used was so heavy, it couldn't penetrate the wood. But he was the actual commander during that period when it was named Old Ironsides.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say? You that was a great synopsis. I love it. Do you hear that, everybody? Whatever Jack asks, Dave's going to do. All right. We still have time for Jack and Roger. Roger, we'll hold you to the new business if that's okay. And
fine.
Thank you.
Probably the only one on the call that came here 350 years ago from England. So I'm kind of back in the role of economic development. I think I've just finished my probation period. As far as I know, it's going okay. We have a number of projects in progress. Yesterday, many of you may know that we had a visit from the Commissioner for Economic Development for the state. Alexandra Dong visited City Hall yesterday and spent about 45 minutes with us and is pretty excited about the things that are going on. And we questioned her about grant money for kind of future programs, and she told us there's money to spare. So as part of this discussion, obviously we'll get our grant writer involved and follow up with the commissioner of DECD.
That's exciting, Roger. Yes, because grants, we're not the, you know, exciting manufacturing era that we were during the 70s and 80s. And really no, I mean, hardly any city in Connecticut is. But I do want to say that I heard this morning what I heard on going along with what Dave is saying and what Roger is saying. They were discussing, you know, tropical storms. They were discussing flooding. They started talking about all the dams throughout Connecticut. And then they got to talk about the Housatonic Dam here in Derby. And so they paused, you know, they like skimmed over all the other cities and their dams. But when it came to Derby, they came to a grinding screeching halt. And they wanted to dwell on us because they said that, you know, the Derby Dam is, you know, it powers us, it's beautiful, but it's Derby, you know, was put on the map, you know, 300 years ago because of all the, it was a sea, you know, seafaring industry, it's a maritime industry. And, you know, people would, you think, oh, manufacturing, but we're, you know, you go back to 300, 400 years ago, and it was really a maritime industry. You would see all the captains walking on and about. And he said, furthermore, that that we were on the map really before Bridgeport was. Yeah, and you know, this was really generous of the radio station to you know, really reveal a lot of our rich history. And he said that we were supposed to be the next Boston, because you know, we're on the confluence of both the Housatonic and the Naugatuck. That was such a generous, and you know, he's absolutely right.
Because we're right outside this building. The high water mark was at the beginning of Minerva Street. This was all underwater. And I marched with the Connecticut Hurricanes for 16 years. And that's where we took our name from, Hurricane Diane.
Oh,
we started marching maneuvering in 1955 when the hurricane, that's where the name the Hurricanes came from. But it was amazing. Everything you could see from here out there was completely underwater. The water was almost at the top of the trusses.
I'm glad Ian's not here to hear that, because he's not he's not one for water. But you know, so the radio station, you know, was really highlighting, you know, our rich history, and you know, to say that, you know, we could have been the next Boston. You know, we probably, if, when you really study the history, and you go to the Derby Historical Society, they've got this book on Derby, and it's also published at bookstores combined at the Historical Society. Got a picture of our house in it. But the more you learn, the more you want to learn. That's what I can say. So we were just really excited to hear being promoted like that. So let's see now. Roger, you said everything you want to say?
Yep.
Okay. He was very brief. He's got lots to say, actually. But Jack, you must want a few minutes. We've got actually... let me just look at the agenda here. We went around the room. Everybody talked about their vision. Jack, he was really helpful with the history from last month. Jack?
Well, I gave you the book that they put together. But, you know, it's out there in its index. The only thing I have to report is that, you know, the first event, really, of the 350th celebration came May 13th. When we put the first four historic plaques in the downtown area, and we'll be adding four more plaques probably at the beginning of September, late August. And that's an effort to keep the history alive even after the 350th is done. And there'll be upwards of 25 or 30 plaques. As I said, the first four were put down on May 13th, the birthday of the city. And we'll be putting up three or four about every quarter until the 350th on May 13th, 2025. But the next four will highlight the financial dominance of Derby when the banks on Main Street really were the center of the banking industry in the Valley. So,
oh, that is great, Jack.
Those four buildings will be getting plaques about a month, month and a half.
Yeah, because, you know, we wonder, you know, we really wonder when we walk. You know, sometimes some of us try to picture in our minds, you know, really, just if you know a little bit of history, you just try to visualize what it all must have looked like, what it all must have felt like here. Like even when I think about the Maritime and all the captains walking around on Elizabeth Street and people getting thrown through the saloon doors, or I don't know, you know, you just piece things together from television, from history, you know, from what people say, or but it couldn't be more exciting, you know, because we see that Bank of America building, we're like, but that's a childcare center now, and was there a Bank of America here? There must have been more bank. There's a Derby. Was it the Derby Savings Bank here at one time?
Derby Savings Bank was in multiple locations in Derby, okay, including City Hall.
Wow.
Okay, that was his last stop. But the Cohen and Thomas building was their major building, and that's the one that's getting a plaque. Home Trust was next to it. That's getting a plaque. It's now the Senior Center. The restaurant next door was the Birmingham National Bank, which was the biggest one originally. That's getting a plaque. Wow. And City Hall will be getting a plaque. Because that was Webster Bank, which was it took over from Derby Savings. So Derby City Hall was built as a bank, not as a city hall.
Are you kidding? It does look rather corporate-y. It's not like Ansoni's building, you know, all bricky and the little.
Well, Mark should talk about that. He's the expert on Derby City Hall.
Mark? Hello?
Hi.
We're good. Did you want to talk about the building of Derby City Hall a little bit? You know what you know about the architecture or
the sewer pipe or the lack of air conditioning.
This is not that kind of meeting. This is a 350.
This is the history of this building. Before it was the previous buildings were taken down. There was a Lee drugstore was on the corner of Elizabeth, and this is more in the ancient times of Dave Condon and Jack Walsh, before them.
Two stores,
There was a dry cleaner that was right next to Archie Moore's or J.C. Penney's, if you're dating yourself. And there were two prominent stores right on Main Street, and then a bunch of stores on storefronts on the Minerva Street side of the building, one of which was Luigi's Pizza, which was my great grandfather's pizzeria. So right where I park is right where the pizzeria was.
Really?
On the
side. That is so cool.
So there's a deep history here. Of course, it was those buildings were torn down, and the Derby Savings Bank corporate headquarters was built here on this spot in 1976. And then after Webster Bank acquired Derby Savings Bank, the city purchased the building, and we were able to purchase it, retrofit it, all new phones, computers, furniture, and the retrofit, including the purchase price for less than $1 million to move into a new.
Wow.
A new
city.
And Mark, who was the mayor who did that?
It was yours truly.
Okay, just wanted to get that in the record.
Yeah. So. It functions well because all the city offices are under one roof, and 95% of the reason why people come into City Hall, they can transact their business on the first floor with ease, and we have the parking lot, as you know, and the night deposit box for a secure drop off.
Yeah, that's pretty darn cool. Thank you, Mark. Love it. Guys, we're going to let's see now. We moved through quite a bit. What we're going to do now is, does everybody feel like they had a say? Tom, he joins us a lot. Tom, can you say what class you're from? Derby High School. Does anybody know
69.
Was 69.
69.
What a year, huh? I always think of the Beatles and all those protests and everything. 69. Yeah, so, and because you guys are the class of 75, we have quite a group. Mark Anthony Izzo was, and I'm surprised he's not here or on. He loves this so much, but he's class of 76. So he had fun talking with the class of 75 last month when we were all together. And, you know, so anyway, well, at least we know Tom's class of 69. What we're going to do now is, because we've only got 15 minutes, and this particular meeting can't run over, like most of them will be able to if it's okay. I'm handing out right now the proposed two-day weekend celebration. Now, bear in mind, this is purely a proposal. These will be uploaded to City Hall, to, you know, the Cultural Commission. You'll be able to access it. And again, this proposal was derived from our research on the tercentennial and also in thinking of, you know, any economic development promotion. And these dates, May 17th and 18th, are just pure conjecture. We just sandwiched them in between, like, say, Memorial Day and, I don't know, holidays or whatnot. We knew with our initial thought in realizing that we're not the manufacturing dynamic era of 1975 as a 10-day celebration might be a stretch. A one-day celebration would be so sad. But maybe a two-day is doable. And a lot of these activities that are listed, and we'll read them out for the people that don't have their hard copies, are not quite as expensive maybe. And once again, this is just, did you get your, all conjecture, all for everybody's input. Because we're just doing a framework now of any party ideas, just purely framework, and as we'll throw in more details as we go forward with more people or develop the chairs for these particular programs. So first in our activities list, and these are just thrown in any order, and the people that are hosting are just ideas. Nobody's committed to anything on this list here, but I thought, because I love the Derby Running Club and I work with them and I know the students, Hayden Field would be a great place for them to run any relays and contests, because we know that that's a big, big part of the celebration. Derby Middle School had talked, and I'm not sure yet, but initial talks were that they hoped the students could be involved with the artistic mural on the building itself. All those resources would be provided. Those wouldn't come out of our budget whatsoever. And I want to say the Derby Running Club, I mean, how much does it really cost to do a relay? Those kinds of things that kids enjoy so much. Next, Derby Schools. Now this, this is a fun thing. We have listed here everybody who's not, doesn't have the luxury of seeing what I have in the hard copy because we forgot to upload it. But we thought in general, the Derby Schools, we knew that each school was given two projects. Only know that because of the research that we did. And those two projects culminated together as Settlers Village, which is the most awesome thing I think I've ever seen. I couldn't believe what the schools produced, the students and the teachers did. It was so beautiful. So of course we've listed that and as something we believe that can happen, because a lot of it, if I'm not mistaken, looked like it was some of the buildings themselves look like they could have been made out of plywood or cardboard. I really don't know, but
most of them.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have a vacation. We do have.
Well, yeah.
Right, but our own Derby High School didn't it used to have a vocational. So, but Emmett, yeah. So I'm just putting that, this is just tossing it out there. Next, O'Sullivan's Island model boats. Now, Dave, you must give me a pat on the back because I've had this vision and Jack too. It's been my dream to do a reenactment of the USS Constitution battle against the Brits
off of Nova Scotia, in part because my mother's from Nova Scotia. And then we bought a house in Derby where Commodore Isaac Hall was either born or lived, because sometimes there's confusion with, did he live in Shelton, but he was born in Derby, or vice versa.
But there's no confusion on that. He was born in Derby.
There's a lot of speculation, but I hope. Yay! That's what we want to hear. Okay, so everybody's saying here that Commodore Isaac Hall is from Derby. And that's, I wish there must be, where do we find that information? Because at the historical system, there's just so much speculation on that. But in any case, the point is that we want to reenact that battle with possible model ships that maybe the scouts or the sea cadets or the Catholic war vets can do. And that would be right off of O'Sullivan Island as part of, you know, outdoor festivities. So that's my brainchild. And the Catholic war vets has indicated, some of them, that they thought they could get this possibly going. I'm not really sure, but why not? Next on the list was Derby Green silver tea in period costumes with spinning and weaving demos. And that generally is Derby Historical Society. And wouldn't that be just precious? And also what they did at the 300th, that's where the idea came from. Next is the play titled Spectacular that Mark Anthony told us all about. He said it was every single night. Yeah, he was in it. What was he? Do you remember? Wow.
He took the Derby history and actually wrote a play with the Derby history.
Hey, how do we get a hold of that, Dave?
I don't know.
But
he got permission from the city to build the stage, 20-yard lane to 20-yard lane, 30 feet high, facing the press box.
Love it.
And we used the scaffolding, but we were able to put different color curtains in front of each opening. So as one era of Derby's history would end, the next one would open, the spotlights would be on it. Then every night it ended with a complete fireworks display. And I mean, better than the 4th of July. It did 10 nights in a row.
Are you not excited about that? I know I am. We got to keep it moving, guys, because I have to get to Ian. Thank you. Yeah, hear that? Thank you. Gosh, that's why we're going to interview you, Dave. Okay, next, Taste of Derby restaurants, food trucks, possibly O'Sullivan Island. I know the restaurants are going to be like, well, let's just stay in Elizabeth Street. Anything's possible, but, you know, we've never had a Taste of Derby, to my knowledge. I've talked to the different restaurant owners. They get a little bit nervous because they feel like they have to man both their restaurant and the sidewalk, but that's because, you know, we're speaking of having it on Elizabeth Street, but if we moved it to O'Sullivan Island or somewhere, would they be amenable? So, and there would be someone, you know, on that task, but that's part of the modern connection for us. That would be really great. Next, the mural. We have a possible, the new restaurant is coming back on Main Street. The mayor was talking about, I think we went once to it. Does anybody remember that name? Fratelli's, yes. They plan on skin coating the building, I guess, having a possible MLK mural, and also a focus on the 350, and also a focus on our prominent manufacturing leaders. Like, could you see their faces, you know, because like Sterling Piano and so many. So that's an automatic pilot, I think. City Hall, want to have a museum, I can donate the curio cabinet. I've already bought some things on Amazon, like keys made by, I'm so bad. But also we've had volunteers who have said that they would donate manufactured items from Derby for our museum at City Hall. It would be a small, because the thought is that the City Hall would be part of the function of our celebration. Next, La Coba is a fashion boutique right on, right here, Elizabeth. And anyway, we've been running international fashion shows for 2019 and
23's Derby Day, and they were successful. They were really, it was like, we had real runways and the music. We had, everybody looked amazing. It was hard to believe that we could pull this off, but we did. And that's, you know, again, contemporary. Next would be Derby East San Jose's parade. I'm going through this fast because we got to close up, unfortunately. And then another thing, because you guys had at the 300th, the ballroom dance and everybody was in their beautiful costumes, but could we also one night do that and one night do a Saturday Night Fever theme, possibly? So mix old with new. And you guys will get to look at these lists and think about these lists and come back at the next meeting to, you know, refine. Why not have Roosevelt Tower next on the list, do a flea market, vintage items? They have all that stuff there. Osborne Museum. What about a garden contest, the best orchard? All I could think of is those Dennis the Menace sitcoms where there was always some poor neighbor of his that was trying to raise the most beautiful something, and Dennis always ruined it. But I mean, wouldn't it be fun to have the best flower contest and combine that with vintage lawn games over at Osborne Museum and Gardens? Because lawn games are, vintage lawn games are coming back now. Like, what's that one we played at the fourth?
Cornhole.
Yeah, I mean, gosh. All right. Next, Derby Idol contest. So, you know, that's just a takeoff of, you know, American Idol. Derby Greenway, that might be. Greenway to Old Sulby. We want to have a mini triathlon. Luckily, I used to be a coach and get these things off the ground. So these are just a general schematic. It doesn't have to be this way. Wittick Park. Maybe our Derby Lions Club and Griffin can oversee a health fair because we work together all the time, Griffin and Lions. Bury the time capsule again. Of course, we would do a new one. Derby Police Station pie eating contest because they had that at the 300th. It was adorable. The kids' hands were tied. So they had to stick their faces in that pie. And I think I saw two faces per pie. It was crazy. But these days, you'd probably have to have one child to each pie, I think. But wouldn't that be comical and cute? City Hall, oh, we have a lot of photographers in Derby, fantastic talent. And I focus, I'm not saying I'm fantastic talent, but the houses are gorgeous. So I got a gallery of those. And our real estate agents really would love to work with you on that. And Mark Anthony Izzo, he's another photographer along with my Seymour, my Ansonia friend, Patty Villers. So wouldn't that be pretty to have right in this room? That, you know, as we pipe people through here for the museum and then for the gallery, maybe just a thought. Fishing rodeo at our new Derby fishing pier, Derby Senior Center, genealogy assistance, family tree assistance. A lot of people enjoy and love that. We were going to get that launch at the Derby Senior Center and then the COVID hit. Next, Derby Neck Library, bookbinding demos. Now, again, this is nothing that any of these facilities have committed to. This is purely just us sitting together and saying, you know, utilizing all Derby resources, what can we mix and match? Last is, the downtown walking tour. Because when I first met Jack Walsh, I think that's exactly what I saw Jack doing. He was doing a fantastic walking tour of Derby downtown. And then next I saw him do a tour of the Greenway. It was thrilling for me because I wanted to know everything. And he was getting that done. Last would be the Derby Green Blind Taste Test Best Brew, THC or is it Hops Company or Bad Sons? Wouldn't that be comical? Mm-hmm. So that is it. Please have at it. What we're thinking, there's homework for next time we meet. Modification, your homework under F would be for the, these would be implementation between August and October. Your modifications to the party plan, suggest your private, corporate, and grant foundations. Consider all the chair appointments that are listed here. Who might want to step up or any other chair ideas you have. Review the 300th anniversary booklet that's at the Derby Public Library with our great friend, Christine Boulay. I think Mark was saying, I've met her, she's great. And also our YouTube video. And please look for the interview that we're going to be having with Dave because, and Jack, you know, you can interview him if you want because we don't want to miss this resource either. We don't want to miss Dave's here and we're so short on time because this meeting is like really time essential. All right, next meeting is August. We're skipping, wait a minute. Oh, okay, yeah, next meeting is August 1st at 6 p.m. here, and it can be Zoom again and live. No meeting in September because that's Derby Day, and that's gonna be a big crunch. Also, so that's it. Do I have and we're gonna be doing a photo real quick here. Do I have a motion to adjourn? What? August 1st? Yeah. First, it's written. And I'll remind you, because I'll be talking to you, I'll be interviewing you. We won't let you escape. do I have a motion to adjourn? Al, second? Okay, Leah. Awesome. Thank you very much for your patience with this rather erratic meeting. And, please know that we'll be getting the minutes uploaded, and anything that you don't have hard copies of, we'll get that uploaded too. And, it's just wonderful to have all these groups of Derby, old and new. And we're really blessed. Jack, thank you for including Dave. And God bless to everybody. It's adjourned at 7 o'clock, right, Mark?
6:55 p.m.
Thank you, 6:55. No, okay, good. I will. Oh, did you want to do our picture? Anybody up for that?